universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Today's podcast is slightly different than what I usually do. I can't help but comment and look at the tragic shooting at First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas, where many were killed and many more were wounded. Oh, although, as sad as tragic as this is, do you realize there's been other shootings in churches? Several years ago, it was in Charleston, South Carolina. And you know, there are tragic shootings that happen every day. Sometimes they're on the streets. Sometimes they're in the home. I think what makes this one more tragic is two things. One, it was a church. And two, it was a public setting where people were going to contemplate, to think about God. And then this happened. A lot of things are swirling through my mind, as I'm sure yours as well. What is a church, the church building? A lot of people have come up to me and said, you know, that should be a safe place, a place where we hear God's word and where we can praise God, where we can gather as fellow Christians. So certainly, those things have been shattered. It's wasn't anyway this last week a safe place. They were hearing God's word, they were praising God, and they were gathering. The Constitution says that a church building should be a place where people can freely worship as they desire. But did you realize the Bible does not say that? The Bible indicates actually that the church will be persecuted until Jesus returns. Saul was one of the big first persecutors, and Jesus stopped him cold in his tracks. Saul, why are you persecuting me? So that Paul was then a speaker for Jesus. But there have been many tragedies that take place in churches throughout the centuries. So, what is a church building? Well, I think it kind of depends on the point of view or perspective or the person you're asking. For a Christian, even as noted above, it should be a safe place, a place to hear God's word, a place where you can praise God, a place where you can gather with fellow Christians. To an atheist, a church is a waste of time. To a shooter like the one in Sutherland Springs, Texas, sitting ducks so I can pluck him off. He was angry. We don't know much more than that. To a terrorist, they would be one who says, am I invoking lots of fear? Because that's the difference between a terrorist and a shooter. A shooter has a grudge, a personal. But a terrorist is always trying to inflict fear. Well, to a child, it might be a boring place. Got to sit and listen and can't run around. To a grandparent, oh, it's a soothing place where I hear God's comfort and love for me and how he took the greatest tragedy of all, the death of his son, and worked it into my good. To somebody who has a disability, whether it's blindness like myself or others, churches can be a very hard place. They're not always seen as a friendly place because they're excluded. And then for other people with disabilities, they are seen as a warm, inviting place because the people have opened up their doors. Any other thoughts? I've got one. From John chapter 4, Jesus was sitting at a well, sent his disciples in for food. He was sitting there, a Samaritan came up and he said, "Give me some water." And she was surprised, "What do you want? You're asking me, I'm a woman, I'm a Samaritan, you Jews don't..." Well, they conversed back and forth, and then finally she said, "Oh, I see you're a prophet. Oh, you Jews say we're supposed, we Samaritans have worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews say you have to worship in Jerusalem." She just made the statement. Jesus said, "Woman, I tell you, a time is yet coming and has come that the true worshipers will worship the Father neither on this mountain or Jerusalem. For the true worshipers will worship in spirit and in truth. For these are the type of worshipers the Father is looking for." It's not about the place. It's really more about your heart. I guess that's my final thought. And because it's about your heart, you can be worshiping right now where you are, at home. There's a few people who are sighted who pick up the podcast and listen as they're driving to work. You can be worshiping to God right there. I know others who take the podcast and walk on their exercise machine, or use their exercise machine, I should say. You're worshiping to God. Worship can take place at a building, but it can take place anywhere. The tragedy of this is people's lives were taken when they were focused in on life. That's the biggest tragedy I see. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you do give us life, everlasting life, because you had the greatest tragedy of all take place. You were without sin. You were the Son of God, heralded as the Great One. And yet our world, and I guess my sin too, nailed you to the cross and you died. But death didn't hold you. And we thank and praise you for that. And we thank you that you have promised to work good even out of bad. Even as you've worked good from other tragedies, we ask your blessing upon all of the people involved in the Sutherland Springs shooting, that you work good from it. Thank you, Lord, that we can worship you in spirit and in truth, and that you walk with us always. We are not alone. Thank you. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. If you have any thoughts also about the shooting that you'd like to share, please send them to me at info@not-alone.net. Or if you get the email notification, just hit reply and it comes to me. Thanks. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus@not-alone.net.